From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes, Pinky?
I've done it again. I just finished another song for your floor show.
Another song? What's the name of it?
They Were Married by Candlelight, but it only lasted a week.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Eddie Marr, Fortunio Bonanova, Benny Kruger's music, and Celeste Holm. Brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, drop what you're doing and answer the phone.
Okay.
Good heavens, what happened?
You told me to drop what I was doing.
Never mind, answer the phone.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy speaking. What? You'd like to play the piano in our orchestra? No, I'm sorry, we already have a man. Yeah, if we need another piano player, we'll let you know. Goodbye.
Who was that?
President Truman.
Pinky. Have you sent out the cards announcing the addition to our staff of that famous musical star, Celeste Holm?
Yes, I did, Mr. Valley. And if I'm not too paragorical, I think that Miss Holm is very snooty.
Snooty?
Yeah, she got sore because I tried to borrow a few magazines.
She got sore because you borrowed a few magazines? Why?
I took too many liberties. And then she hit me with a tea bag and knocked me unconscious.
But I always thought you liked tea. Bag.
Mr. Valley, please. You got the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Gee whiz, Mr. Valley. If you need a singer, why don't you get my girlfriend, Cecilia?
Oh, don't be silly, Pinky. Celeste Holm was the star of those New York shows, Oklahoma and Bloomer Girl. What has Cecilia ever done?
Are you kidding? Do you remember all those beautiful girl swimmers at the World's Fair Aquacade?
Yes.
Well, after those girls came out of the water, Cecilia mopped up.
How do you like that, a female drip? You don't understand, Pinky. Miss Holm has been glamorized, publicized, romanticized.
So what? Cecilia's been homogenized.
That's the darkest joke I ever heard.
We sure milked that one, didn't we? Look, Mr. Valley, here's something about Cecilia and me in today's paper. See? Right there in the paper.
Right.
It says, which glamour girl was seen with which bus boy at which time at which nightclub?
Is Cecilia the glamour girl?
No, she's the witch.
Remind me to get her a broom for her birthday. Pinky, now you know that we're still trying to get the Academy Award dinner here at Villa Valley. Well, we couldn't get Walter Wanger. We've tried to get this person. We've tried to get that person. And with such entertainer Celeste Holm, we can't miss.
Excuse me, Rudy. Were you boys talking about me?
Ah, Celeste Holm. You certainly are a sight for sore eyes tonight, Celeste.
Oh, go on. I bet you say that to all the sights, you know.
Oh, I mean it. Your eyes are as lovely as the morning dew. Your cheeks are the pale beauty of a delicate cloud. Your lips remind me of a crimson sunset.
Are you making love to me or giving a weather report?
Celeste, your eyes are lovely. Your chin, your ears, your throat.
Cut! Miss Holm, I have a pick to bone with you. What's the idea of standing over there and ignoring me? What do you think I am, riff-raff? I may be riff, but I'm not raff. And look, I've studied this thing, and I want you to know that I'm just as hoi polloi as you are. In fact, polloier. I saw the way you looked at Mr. Valley. You never looked at me like that.
Well, you never looked like that.
Now, children. Celeste, I want you to make up with Pinky, and I want you to seal the bargain with a kiss. Go ahead.
Okay. Here, Pinky.
Celeste, is that a kiss?
Is that a bargain?
Just a minute! I'd resent that remark if I wasn't a dope. What's Van Johnson got that I haven't got? And they're giving 4-1, I'll never get it.
Pinky, look, if you behave yourself, I'll give you 2 tickets to an earthquake.
If it's for Saturday night, I can't go. Saturday night, I'm going to the movies to see that new picture, Harvey's Cook.
Harvey's Cook? I never even heard of it.
Well, here, you never heard of it. It's right here. Here it is. It's advertised in the newspaper right there. See? Harvey's Cook.
That's have a Coke.
Pinky, what you need is a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist? What for? My feet don't hurt.
Well, you have to understand, Pinky Celeste. He still thinks Benzedrine is our sponsor's daughter.
Benzedrine, the sponsor's daughter. Whose daughter is she?
Celeste, you're as bad as Pinky. She's nobody's daughter. Benzedrine is the sister of Gungadrine.
I think you're both full of crazy. You know, my girlfriend Cecilia always calls me Dream.
She called you Dream?
Yeah, she said I get in her hair.
You know, Celeste, I'm terribly worried. I still haven't convinced the Academy to hold its dinner at Villa Valley.
Rudy, why don't you go to the man who's the real power behind the throne?
The real power? Who's that?
Why, the man who cooks the Academy dinner. Giuseppe Giovanni Gioconda.
Yeah, gee, that's right, Mr. Valley. You know what they say, the way to a man's heart is through his throat.
No, you mean the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, not throat.
I know a shortcut. Mm.
Celeste, I want you to call up this Giuseppe and have him come down here right away. Pinky, you set up a special table for him. In the meantime, I'll go into the club and do my first number, a little song I used to sing when I was in kindergarten, a story about a tender little snowflake. There a snowflake leaves the sky, it turns and turns to say goodbye. Goodbye, dear clouds, so cool and gray.
Goodbye, dear clouds, so cool and gray.
Then lightly travels on its way. And when a snowflake finds a tree, good day it says, good day to thee. Thou art so bare and lonely, dear.
Thou art so bare and lonely, dear.
I'll rest and call my comrades. But when a snowflake, brave and meek, lights on a lovely maiden's cheek, it starts and says, how warm and soft the day, how warm and soft the day. Tis summer, and then it melts away.
Hey, Rudy. Rudy, you promised me a special encore. Well, I'm ready, Rudy.
All right, I'll try. True?
Your little pal, Val.
Now hear me hum, chum.
It was the way your hair would shine, just like gold, and then the twinkle in your eye stopped me cold.
Yes, lovely, lustrous hair spells romance in any man's eyes. To bring out all the gleaming beauty of your hair, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As Consuelo O'Connor, famous cover girl and dream girl, says...
Naturally, I'm a dream girl. No other shampoo leaves my hair so well behaved, yet so gleaming with luster.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Valley, Miss Holman's still trying to reach that Italian chef, Giuseppe. But here the guy said he wants to interview you.
That's right, Mr. Valley. I'm Scoop McSnoop of that national magazine, the Burbank Butcher's Gazette. Now I understand the Academy chef, the great Gioconda, is coming here tonight, right? Right. And that he may get you the Academy dinner, right? Right. Naturally, I'd like to give our magazine a few facts, right? Right.
Didn't I once see your tongue hanging in a delicatessen?
Excuse me, Mr. McDroopy.
My name is McSnoop, Snoop. Where do you get droopy?
All over. You know, I used to work for a magazine myself once.
Yeah, which one?
Did you ever hear of Look, Pick, See, and Peek?
Sure. Which one did you work for?
Twitch.
Now, as I was saying, Mr. Valley, I'm here to get a few facts, the real facts.
I'll tell the truth, even if it hurts.
Okay, how old are you?
That hurts.
What I want are some facts about your radio program, for instance. Well, Mr. Valley, didn't you hear me?
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't listening. There seems to be a fly on my nose.
Why don't you blow it off?
What for? Every listener counts.
Now, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Valley. Why, as an artist, you're a wow and strictly the top.
I don't like that McSnoop, Mr. Remark.
Oh. All I said was that Mr. Valley is a wow, and wow spelled backwards is still wow.
Yeah, but you also said he's the top, and top spelled backwards is pot. One more crack like that, and I'll push my nose right into your fist. Remember, Mr. McSlop, or Slip?
McSnoop!
I want you to know one thing. I'm an LLD, a PhD, and an OYMMSM.
OYMMSM? What's that?
Ooh, you make me so mad.
Pinky, don't look now, but your ignorance is showing. Mr. McSnoop did not insult me.
Rudy, I have good news. The great Giuseppe will be here soon.
Oh, that's wonderful, Celeste.
Miss Holm, my magazine would like to know if you intend to go on making pictures while you're in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. In fact, I could have had Ingrid Bergman's part in Bells of St. Mary.
How come you didn't get it?
They didn't ask me. Oh, I'd have loved to work with Bing Crosby.
Yeah, Bing is a swell guy. Oh, boy. I finally got in there tonight. Bing is a swell guy, Miss Holm. You know, I may do a picture with Crosby. He called me this morning.
Did you go to see him?
No, I didn't like what he called me.
I hope, Celeste, that you're not shocked at what Pinky says. He's not very B-R-I-G-H-T.
Yes, he does seem to be a D-O-P-E.
Look, if you two want to go to the movies, it's okay with me. You don't have to spell. You know, after all, I want you to know one thing. I have my own friends. Believe me, when it comes to popularity, I'm at the head of my block. Blockhead Pinky, they call me.
Oh, Miss Holm, I also heard a rumor that you're making a picture opposite that great star, Lana Turner.
That's right. She's the star and I'm the opposite.
Don't worry about competition, Miss Holm. Just look at me. My friends tell me that Van Johnson is nothing. I'd like to trade my something for his nothing.
Celeste, I still say you have something very unique. For instance, the way you sing a song.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Rudy. Would you like to hear me sing? You would? Thank you. Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all those books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Perry? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? or Jupiter, in Juno, you know. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. What did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know, at least you ought to by now. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Her well-developed personality.
The great chef Giuseppe is here.
Oh, Rudy, I forgot to tell you. In order to get Giuseppe to come here, I told him that you're a countryman of his. Rudici Valiano. Oh, yes, and he's crazy about the opera.
Crazy about opera, eh?
Rudici Valiano.
I haven't heard a laugh like that since I took my physical.
Watch it, Rudy. Here comes Giuseppe. No. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Giaconda?
Oh, hi, voila, my little pigeon. You look beautiful. Your smile, she's remind me of the Mona Lucy. You make me want to sing always. L'aurora di pionga vestita. Music come natural to me, like the measles.
I appreciate your sentiments, Mr. Giaconda, but must you make so much noise?
What difference it is how much noise I make as long as I'm quiet about it. Oh, my little bambina, you smell very nice, too.
Miss Holmes, this guy sounds like he's smell-bound.
I have on, Mr. Jacquin. It's very hard to get today. It's called Je suis très l'amour pâteur Victor Mature.
Mm. What is that?
Melted butter. And now, Giuseppe Giovanni Giaconda, may I present a famous countryman of yours, Rudici Valiano.
Aha! A landsman.
The pleasure, she's all yours, signore Valiano. Prego di accomodarsi, remember. Piano, non facciamo confusione per la scala del balcone.
Yes, minestrone milanese.
You say your name should be signore Valiano? I don't remember the name.
Well, maybe you recognize the face, but don't know where to put it. I've been in this country a longer time. I'm what you call a pasteurized citizen.
Oh, no, Mr. Valiano. You mean naturalized. Pasteurized has to do with milk.
What do you think I was brought up on, vinegar?
That's a good one. Pasteurized vinegar. I don't get it.
Excuse me, Mr. Giacandle.
What is it, Signor Pink Ninny?
Just a minute. Who are you calling a pink ninny? You know, I hear that you like opera. Well, you know, my favorite opera is Bill the Stool Pigeon.
Bill the Stool Pigeon?
He means William Tell.
I don't know. I'll sing it for you. I'll sing.
La-da-dee!
Ooh, that's good.
Prelli, quadrigelli, prelli. No.
I'll scare the dickens out of you. You know, I sang that area last week.
And what happened when you sang that area?
They chased me out of the area. But here's what one critic said about my voice. He says, last night, Pinky Lee sang Il Trovatore, and Trovatore has never been so ill.
Pinky, let's prepare some food for the gentleman. We'll be in the pantry, Mr. Valiano, if you need us.
Ah, caro Rudici, my friend. You look to be a very healthy man.
That is because I take good care of yourself. Every morning I get up at the crack of dawn.
And then what happened?
I stop up the crack and go back to bed.
Yes, signore.
You are all so very handsome.
Say, Pinky, how are we going to fry eggs in this thing? It's got a hole in it.
Take your face, for instance, Rudici.
You need a new pan.
Pinky, what about this coffee pot? What kind is it?
There is much carrot in your jaw, Rudici. You have a strong jaw.
It's made out of glass.
Pinky, I'd like to make a salad now. Could you get me a bigger cabbage than this one?
And I like your curly head, Rudici.
That's the biggest cabbage we got.
Now, let me see. What else can we use in the salad, Pinky?
And you have such a nice nose, Rudici. It reminds me of...
How about a cucumber?
You're very kind, Giuseppe, but I always say whether you're ugly or whether you're handsome, it's always nice to have a face.
I'll bet the woman, they are crazy for you.
Oh, yes. Every time I pick up the telephones, it is another woman.
What does she say?
Number, please.
Enough! Enough talk about women. Right now, I would like to go into the club and have you sing something for me, maybe, perhaps. Sing Rimpianto, eh?
Giuseppe, that's what I call a cohinky-dinky. Tonight, I'm going to especially sing Rimpianto or Toselli Serenade, just for you. And the 12 million other listeners.
Come in sogno d'or, scolpito nel cuore, il ricordo ancora di quell'amor che non esiste più. Qual dolce sorriso che più lieta fa col suo brilla la nostra gioventù. Ma fu molto breve in me la dolcezza di quel vento, suoni quel del sogno d'ho lasciando in me il dolore. Tu poi l'avvenir sempre più tristi di la gioventù passata sarà. Rimpianto mi resta sol, sì, rimpianto amaro duol nel cor. Like a golden dream upon my that lives no more. Ah, that was the vision, smiling so sweetly, that with shining light and proud enjoy our youthful days of yore. The time for me of that sweetly blessed joy, it vanished that golden dream and left me not but grief. Oh, beyond is dark and sadder every day. For youth itself will soon pass away. Lamenting remains alone. Yes, my tears and bitter grief. of a heart. Oh, rays of the sunshine upon my way, alas, you shine no
Has a man ever told you how important lovely, shining hair is to romance? Fair tresses, man's imperial race ensnare, and beauty draws us with a single hair. And you'll never know what a shining difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dreen with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Aha! There you are, Caro Rudici. Did you enjoy your dancing?
Oh, not so good, Giuseppe. I was dancing with that very homely woman standing over there by the piano, one of the three legs of the piano.
She's a big fat horse, no?
Signore Valiano. You are speaking of the horse I love. That horse, she's my wife. Good night.
Gee, Mr. Valley, there goes the Academy dinner again. I'd like to say I'm sorry if I'm not too incandescent.
Yeah. What's that?
I said incandescent. I'm speaking high-class words.
Well, that's all right, Pinky. There's still 2 weeks left.
Yes?
I'm not giving up.
Don't give
I'll
up.
Move heaven and earth.
Attaboy.
But I'll come through, yeah?
Come through.
I'll come through.
Attaboy.
Don't worry about it. I'll get it.
We'll present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, the 20th Century Fox star Celeste Holm, Benny Kruger and his music, and that great MGM actor, Edward Arnold.
Fat is badly needed to prevent soap shortage from getting worse here in the United States, to make hundreds of things we all want to see beautiful and plentiful again. So keep on saving those used fat.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dreen show was written by Robert Marco. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.